With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says, unfortunately, anti-Semitism continues, even well beyond the Holocaust.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world and requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness.
Mr. Biden spoke during a ceremony on Capitol Hill to remember victims of the Holocaust. Also at SRNnews.com, as pro-Palestinian demonstrations escalate on college campuses around the country, critics of President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war suggest this summer's Democratic National Convention could be hit by protest and scenes of chaos that undermine his re-election. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Already, more than 65 organizations in Chicago and elsewhere have formed a coalition to, quote, march on the DNC when it opens there on August 19th. Protesters preparing for the convention hope to channel their anger on many campuses, raising the specter of a replay of 1968's Democratic Convention in Chicago, where a violent police crackdown created indelible scenes of chaos. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says he wants to assure people it's not 1968. Still, protesters have for months followed events with President Biden, decrying him as Genocide Joe. At George Washington University, flyers proclaimed, "Come November, we'll remember," over a sinister likeness of the president. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Tornadoes touching down Monday evening in rural Oklahoma, killing one person in Barnsdall. Apple-sized hail reported near Ellenwood, Kansas, northwest of Wichita. The severe weather follows heavy rainfall in Houston, where floodwaters began to recede. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a disaster declaration for 91 counties impacted by the severe weather. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points, the Nasdaq adding 35. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical tells Christians how to vote.
Liberty University Chancellor Jonathan Falwell says it's simple, really. Just select the candidate in each race that gets closest to what's right. Falwell tells the Christian Post, quote, "We have a responsibility to find people that most closely align with biblical truth and our values, and that will espouse the kind of truths that we believe flow from the Word of God." He says there are no perfect candidates, but believers must be engaged in the process nonetheless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that the United Methodist Church has officially legalized gay marriage and homosexual ordination, the question is whether African churches will remain in the denomination. A number of African delegates protested outside the UMC's general conference this month. Many said they would probably disaffiliate. Bishop John Wesley Yohana of Nigeria says, from the tradition of the church in Africa, marriage is between a man and a woman, period. This is SRN News. Vladimir Putin took the oath of office and was sworn in today as Russia's president for a new six-year term.
What was said at the Kremlin may not be what it really seems. The way Vladimir Putin came to power, a lot of people would hesitate to call it an election. When Vladimir Putin read his presidential oath, his right hand was on the Russian constitution. But if you open that book, it lists various freedoms and rights that don't really exist in Russia anymore. Under Vladimir Putin's rule, what the constitution says has very little to do with real life in Russia.
BBC correspondent Vitaly Shevchenko reporting. A knife attack at a hospital in southwestern China has killed two people and injured 21 others. No motive was given for Tuesday's attack at the hospital in Yunnan province. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.